Okay. Ro'isi lachdim kodim shaskil beferish halacha. That's what we're up to. You see it?
Yeah.
The bottom page there. I want the makdim prokim moilim yeda mehem ha'adam hakdamos. I wanted to introduce my perush of Pirkei Avos. I know this is called beferush halacha. Now we look at halacha as how to put on tefillin and what to do on Shabbos. But halacha, think of the word. It's an interesting word to use in the first place. Jewish law, halacha, means how you walk, how we conduct ourselves. What better way to start than Pirkei Avos about how to conduct oneself? Right? Which is why, to the Jew, the stories of Avraham saving Lot and inviting three strangers into his tent is part of the law. This is the law. Gracious is not some introductory stories. You know what I'm saying? We learn law from these things. Okay, because we call it halacha. It's not, I wouldn't say that Gracious is a book of chok. That's shmos. Gracious is a book of halacha, which is why that's what we call it that. Okay, in the ancient world, they never mixed. You don't find a single document from millions, from the whole ancient world, mixing the stories with rituals or with law. Law meaning, civil law. Those are three separate documents. They never have anyone with two of those three. The Torah has all three.
Mm-hmm.
We have rituals, we have shofar, lulav, right? We have chok, of course, civil law, and we have these stories. All right, so the Rambam says that's Ferish Halacha. Prokim Mo'ilim. I'm going to give you helpful introductions. Yeda mehem ha'adam hakdamos. And he'll understand these Shmona Prokim. V'yu lo gam kein mavo umafteach. This will be an introduction and a key to understand these things. B'ma sha'ani asid l'faresh. V'da shahadvarim asher omar b'prokim elu. And understand what I'm going to tell you in these chapters. These are not things that I came up myself. I was not mechadish a single thing with my chachma in any of these statements. These are the things that I collected and I have determined from various statements of Chazal and the Talmud, etc. So that, now, one cannot learn the Shmona Prokim or the Rambam's Perush to Pirkei Avos without, at some point, within the framework of such learning, concurrent or afterwards, learning Hilchos Deos, which I hope we can do over time. Right? I'm talking about the very beginning of the Mishnah Torah.
Mm.
Okay? All right, so now, to be sure, the Rambam is not the only book of Musar of the Middle Ages, right? Or a book of philosophy, of how a person should comport oneself. But there are other great works we'll discuss. All right, in Divrei HaPhilosophim, we'll bring in the words of the philosophers as well about their ethics. Even if they're not from when he says philosophim here, he means we're not Jewish. The Jews are chachamim and midrashos, etc. These are the philosophers. There's a Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos, Dibra Maschel Philosophar, where he discusses the various meanings of the word. He says at the end, but I think in Greek it means a lover of wisdom. And accept the truth from the one who says it. He might have realized, I read between the lines of these words, that he realized that there were people in the world at his time who thought that some of his writings were not a treif, so to say, because of what I wrote in the Morning Book. Of course, that would mean that this was written afterwards, if I'm proving it now, but in other words, he's saying, because the statement he's quoting here, which is, comes from the words Kabel Ha'emes Mipi Omro. Familiar with that man?
No.
Shma Ha'emes Mimisha Amara. You see it? See those last four words there?
Yeah.
Right, so, yeah, well, this note here from Mosada Rav Kook, and they says, do not differentiate between someone cut on the gadol. In other words, he's being humble. In other words, I'm just a katan. Who wants to read what I have to say about ethics? Right? But if it's truth, don't look at who says it.
Mm-hmm.
Accept it for what the words are. I'm sorry to say, we don't really live in that world.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Rashbam gets away with saying a lot of things that if someone else said it, he wouldn't get away with. You know what I'm saying? All right, but anyway, I'm just saying is that these four words at the end actually come from the Maamar Chazal, which is Kabel Ha'emes Mipi Omro. Accept truth from the person who says it. If it's true, accept it.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually said about a person who you would normally not want to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Who says the comment? Mipli Shemalai. Mipli Lahapi.
This is Mosada Rav Kook, isn't it? No, you know.
It's all Rav Kook.
Mosada Rav Kook. No, it's. Person who wrote this, these particular notes, from Mordechai Rabin. So that's all. I would have preferred to quote the actual Maamar Chazal where these four words come from.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell us that the statement in Chazal was originally spoken about a person who might otherwise not be accepted,
mm-hmm.
but accept this because it's worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give an example. I've never read it, and I don't want to read it. But Abraham Joshua Heschel wrote a book about Shabbos. People say it's very, very good material for Shabbos. Why don't I want to read it? Because he didn't.
Because of who he is?
No. I mean, he didn't observe Shabbos according to the Gemara.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I don't want to. You know what I'm saying? That's me. Maybe someone else who observes Shabbos that he thinks is appropriate. My Shabbos is determined by the 39 malachos and the drabbanos and.
Yeah. What about?
If you're not keeping Shabbos like that, I don't want to read what you have to say about Shabbos. I'll read what you have to say about marching with Martin Luther King if you want, but I'm not going to read what you say about Shabbos.
So because there's a whole Shabbos that negates every idea he might have
about Shabbos.
Doesn't that contradict this Razal? Could be a cut in Shabbos and has it a interesting idea.
MSBP Umro.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I'm just like...
To fine-tune that. Let's table it for now, but let's start off. Let's fine-tune it.